All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more of Uriel's Gambit. Okay, so this is the newest version that I was sent, and it has voice acting, which is done by AI. So, basically, what I'm going to do is basically let you hear all the different voices of the characters, and then I'm going to try to imitate them myself and turn it all off. Yeah, that's my plan. So we'll see how well I can do this, but it seems like everybody's got an English accent, and I don't know if I can do that perfectly, but we will try. We will certainly try. And even Uriel seems to have an English accent. She's like, I'll give it a shot. We'll see. This is going to be interesting. All right, so the acolyte is male. How about that? Later that night. Uriel appears from invisibility. She has no need for stealth anymore. Below her slumbers the acolyte she had seen earlier that day. Uriel causes a bit of a rustle to gently awaken him. In order to get this acolyte to talk and not alert anyone else in the cathedral, she must get him into a specific state of mind. She lowers herself down near the face of the acolyte. The acolyte is awake, but nothing he is seeing makes any sense.
Is there someone in my chamber? That smell? That hand? A woman? Am I dreaming?
Uriel uncovers her sex and starts to rub herself to arousal. Oh, okay. Soon the intoxicating aroma of the succubus's flower fills the room. The acolyte begins to feel a bit dizzy. His head feels light. His heart quickens. Other parts of his body swell and fill with blood, yeah, like his feet for some reason. No, that's... If that started happening, he'd be in trouble. No, we know what parts of body... We know what parts of the body are swelling with blood, folks. At this point, Uriel is fully aroused. Blood has caused her flower to bloom and swell. It feels good. Too good to stop.
Going to Gana Dendivitis Dimamagwa.
Huh? The word was come. She was going to come. Now I gotta make sure there isn't anything summoned in here. Don't make me get my smudging sticks out. And anything else we need. The intoxicated acolyte fumbles with his response at the stunning sight of Uriel.
Oh, what's the matter?
I can't move.
Oh, Vast. Sorry about that. It's my fragrance. It has this paralyzing effect on people. It can also...
Uriel reaches back behind her and gives the acolyte's stiff member a light touch.
Cause other problems.
The acolyte groans in need.
Oh my. You are so aroused.
That was surprisingly excited. Like, it's still hard for me to believe that AI can capture emotion like it can. Instead of it's like, you are so aroused. She actually said, you are so aroused. Like, see, that works. Maybe we can do this. I'm still hearing a lot of feedback in the voices, though. But maybe that'll improve with time.
I can feel how backed up you are. You probably don't get to release that often, do you?
I think it sounds better with her doing this than me. Just saying.
We are celibate.
We are celibate. We are celibate here, lady. There'll be none of what you... No.
Oh, dear.
Not gonna do it.
That's no fun at all.
Uriel giggles more. Oh, you could have made a giggle AI.
You know, being a succubus, I suppose I could help you with that.
Yeah, that's good.
It would be the right thing to do since I'm the cause of your current predicament.
A succubus?
I don't like that one. That one sounded a little bit too... A succubus?
That's right. You're the winner tonight. I'm just like the succubus Meridiana. Have you ever heard of her?
Nervously, the acolyte replies.
No.
She was one of the Pope's very own succubus.
Wouldn't it be succubi? You know, like, we don't use geese. We don't have geeses. Or gooses, sorry. Oh, look at the gooses! No, it's geese. So yeah, it would be succubi, like octopi. It's not octopuses, it's octopi. So it would be. She was one of the Pope's very own succubi.
She helped that Pope with his little problems, too. You know what I mean?
Uriel gives the acolyte's cock a few more light taps. The acolyte gasps in response.
All she wanted in return was for him to be faithful to her. Simple, right? Say, would you like to have a succubus too? I can help you with your little problem now, and maybe if you do as I say, I can visit you again in the future. Would you like that? Would you like me to help release you from your sin of lust?
Without hesitation, the acolyte responds.
Yes, please help me.
Like a robot. Yes, please help me.
That's a good boy. Now, you must be faithful to me and only me. Can you do that for me?
Uriel gets a few more light taps on his cock. His cock feels like it's going to explode.
Yes, of course. Anything. Just read.
Uriel interrupts.
Very good. Now, before I help you tonight, I need one more thing. I need you to stop preaching that nonsense about curses and black people. I think we both know that there is no curse.
I know. You're right. I was just doing what I was ordered by the master.
The master, huh?
Oh, that's... interesting. Just following orders, huh? Very unacceptable. Is this master here tonight? Maybe I can help him too.
No. He's not here. He's at the big cathedral in Washington. Or he's visiting the regional branches. He'll be visiting here later this month. Next week, actually.
You are so helpful. Very well. I'll have to pay him a visit when he arrives.
Uriel gets off the acolyte and walks to the other side and bends over to whisper in his ear.
Now I'm going to help you. First, tell me your name.
My name is Samuel.
Very good, Samuel. Would you like me to take your sin now?
Yes, please.
Okay, I will do this for you. But don't forget your promises. You are only faithful to me and no more preaching curses and the like.
Right. No curses. I'm yours. Now please, help me.
Very well. Samuel, please come for me.
Oh no.
Oh no! I like how it said, oh no.
Uriel watches as the acolyte comes with that orgasm. The acolyte starts sobbing.
Oh please no.
Oh please no.
Uriel stands and starts making her way to the window.
Oh, don't cry. When I come back to meet your master, I'll give you a real release.
No, don't do that.
You'll just have to wait until then.
I beg of you, please do not do that.
The pheromones I left you with take a little while to pass through your system. Look on the bright side. But now we have an insurance policy that you'll do the right thing. Bye now.
With that, Uriel leaps out the window and disappears into the night. Samuel whimpers. He doesn't whisper. He whimpers softly over the next few hours until the paralysis wears off and he passes out. Oh, okay. What is a meteor going to hit? Just chilling, and all of a sudden, this meteor.
Oh, it's just you. Well, what do you want?
Power!
I don't think it should sound like that, but whatever.
What? What are you talking about?
You stole my power!
Wait. No. It came to me. I didn't take it.
Give back! No, stop, stop!
No, stop.
What?
Ureli, are you okay?
Is it Ureli? I thought it was Uriel.
I thought I was done with those damn dreams.
Do you want to talk about it?
No. No. I fucking don't.
Catching heat backstory? Huh.
Okay, fine. Do you remember I told you about the vision I had of the future? Not long after I discovered the meteor crash site in Metalina.
What showed
up? Whoops.
That's when it showed up.
What showed up?
I started calling it the Entity. At first, it was a small spiritual creature. Not like a ghost or fae spirit. Nothing like I'd ever seen before. It started following me around. I thought it was there to help. And it seemed to like what I was doing. See, my plan was to seduce and then extract lust energy from this entire group. And use this energy to travel back in time. It was probably one of my best schemes ever. But when lewd and naughty things would happen...
Whoops.
Instead of gaining the lust energy, I would just feel more tired. Eventually, I figured it out. My little friend was absorbing all the lust energy. Fucking bastard. Turns out that the Entity wasn't even from this world. He was somehow imprisoned on that meteor that crashed in Elena's backyard. When the meteor started burning up in the atmosphere, energy started spilling out. The energy went to me. I don't know why. The entity was kind of pissed. It believed the energy was his. As he absorbed the energy back, he started to grow. It started exhibiting powers. It could control humans. It made them do things. More and more, I felt evil in this creature. I was too weak to do anything about it. I had to turn to Elena for help. She helped me defeat the entity. Then, I came here.
That's an incredible story.
I still have nightmares about that damn entity. That it wants its power back.
I'm sorry.
Fuck off, Spoons! It's not your fault. I appreciate it, though. Thanks. So, tonight we raid a plantation?
Yes, if you are still up for it.
Of course I am.
Good. We'll do as we planned.
Should be easy enough.
I'm sure it will be for you.
I'm sure it will be for you.
Rest up. You'll need it for tonight. That was quite the story you really shared.
He's still kind of getting the hang of the AI voices. It gets some echoing and some fast talking, but damn, Uriel's voice sounds great. I don't know. Maybe the other characters shouldn't have voices and just Uriel. Just for now, to get it right.
A creature from outside of Earth. It's almost unbelievable. Eureli? She's bathing? She looks like an angel.
I feel like I'm being watched.
There's an echo with all the voices now.
I guess I should give whoever it is a good show.
Oh, okay.
Now onto the main event.
Uriel begins moving her hands along the soft skin of her legs. Not only does this movement help her dry off faster, it also adds to the slow seduction show she's putting on for the hidden voyeur. I like these fucking poses, folks.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the climax of our presentation.
Eureli, what are you doing to me? I can't look away. Just as I think I'm over you, you reappear in my life. Cuz, what am I doing? She is a goddess. Wait, is she?
She's doing the thing. Nope. Even with AI, we can't get a... Oh, come on, AI. You gotta get the moans going. There's no fuck either, huh? There's no I need something inside me. Okay, well, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Yes, that's it. So close, I can feel the lust of the voyeur. Yes.
Oh, fuck me, that's good.
But nothing for the rest of it.
I should get out of here.
Oh, fuck me. I'm just going to lie here for a bit.
Yeah, I don't think anything's going to stop her.
Bureli. You are back.
Yes. I had a relaxing bath in the river. Wish you could have joined me.
Spoons coughs somewhat nervously as Echo stares curiously.
Anyway, we are ready to attend our first plantation raid. Let's look at the map real quick. Echo and I have been discussing where we should conduct our first raid. Since he knows the area well, he's been a great asset in the planning for tonight. We've concluded the Smith Plantation would be an excellent first target. There are only a few men on guard at night. We should be able to get in and out without too much difficulty.
Sounds easy enough.
Another thing, Teko has volunteered to go with you in my place. He knows this plantation and will be better suited than myself. Additionally, I need to finish preparations for when you return. This particular plantation has about 6 adults. I'm told, for whatever reason, the plantation owner has a thing for couples.
We've been preparing some shelters for my brothers and sisters, but we didn't finish.
We are close. I should have it ready for when you return. Finally, we have some time before nightfall. If you need to fill up on lust energy, I understand there's a brothel in town.
Are you telling me to go fuck a whore? Are you sure you won't get jealous?
To be honest, I don't know how I should feel, Eureli. But I know you have needs regardless.
If you don't mind me asking, what is lust energy? Blech. What is lust energy and why does she need it?
Lust energy is what grants Eureli her speed and strength. It also protects her from injury or harm.
I can use it to absorb damage from an attack. But I also needed to use certain weapons, like my war hammer, or to improve my aim with a rifle. It provides me with extra strength or concentration.
As she uses it, however, her reserves get lower, so she has to get more of it.
Whenever a human becomes aroused or fucks, I can absorb lust energy from them.
Echo carefully considers the information.
I can also get some by getting myself off, but that's not nearly as fun or effective. Unless someone else is there to watch, right, guys?
Eureli, despite her lack of tact and decorum, is right.
Spoons glances over at Eureli for a moment, seeking confirmation.
Eureli is a succubus, Seko.
Like a demon?
Fuck off. Demons get their powers from chaos energy. It comes from the evil they do, or provoke others to do.
Eureli is here to help.
I know. I would follow you regardless.
Oh, stop. You're going to make me blush. Now, where to go?
Townsville Brothel. Powerpuff Girl's gonna show up? Well, I don't think that will happen. That would be really bizarre. What are adult versions of the Powerpuff Girls doing at the Townsville brothel? No. And you can't say it wouldn't be the Powerpuff women because the Spice Girls were adults and they were there's been the Spice Girls forever. So, yeah, it would still be Powerpuff Girls even if they were adult characters.
A new face!
Hi, I'm Madam Cindy. Madam Cindy DeFiga Calva, but you can just call me Madam or Cindy.
Or, depending on what you're here for, you might call me other things.
Hey, she's very good at different accents, I see.
What brings you out to our fine establishment this evening?
I am not going to mince words. I need a quick fuck.
My, aren't you brazen? I love it.
And you are a looker if I do say so myself. You've come to the right place.
Many of our ladies do enjoy serving the lady folks, in addition to men. I hope that's all right with you, darling.
That'll be fine. Who do you have available?
Wonderful, wonderful. Tonight, all I have available is Diana. My other girls are a bit occupied or awaiting some important clients. Diana, come now. Stand up, darling, and greet our guest. Don't be shy now. Diana is our resident Amazon warrior. She's a little reserved, but don't let that deceive you. She's got the strength and endurance to wrestle any man, woman, or monster.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Pleased to meet you, my lady.
I'm sure she'd love to wrestle with you, darling.
Cindy pauses for a second, her eyes working over your alley.
I doubt you do this, but I'll offer it to you anyway.
On account that I've never seen you before, I'd like to make a good impression. And to be honest, you are simply gorgeous. You and what you are wearing simply tickles my kitten box, if you know what I mean. I'd love to walk around wearing something like that, but a humble southern girl like me wouldn't be able to get away with it. Therefore, I would be glad to offer you myself, Madam of the House, for your deepest, darkest pleasures tonight.
What do you say?
Well, darling?
What would it be for tonight's menu?
Boy, she's got double accents.
Oh, Lord!
More Cindy love points will unlock more activities.
Uriel stripped her clothing, closed her eyes, and knelt at the edge of the bed. The smell of a strange incense and arousal filled the room. Uriel inched her head closer to the madam's sex. As she drew near, the cool air turned to brilliant radiation. She could feel the heat and smell the musk of the woman's most personal parts. Uriel opened her eyes and gazed upon the gleaming flower.
I'm going to rock this woman's world.
Uriel begins by light kisses upon the sensitive flesh of the madam's mons, and then kisses each labia in turn.
Oh, you are good at this, aren't you?
Without a word, Uriel begins licking lightly along the hood of the woman's sensitive clit.
See? That's what I was looking for.
Sensing the woman's approaching climax, Uriel goes for the kill and sucks in Cindy's clit glands into her warm, wet mouth. Wow. With one final pull, Uriel engulfs the hard, swollen organ into her mouth, increasing the suction and rapidly tickling it with her tongue. The power of AI, ladies and gentlemen.
Uriel gained maximum lust energy by getting Madame Cindy off.
Now, where to go?
Batman. Nope. We'll just do this.
So, I beat her pretty good. She won't try to run again. You're worthless. I bet it was fun. Did she shriek like a banshee? Hell yeah. Speaking of shrieking, what do you think Boss wanted with them two new ones? We just had them a few days and the boss already called them in for the night. Probably the same as always. You know him and the missus likes it. They're probably up there right now banging the girl. Well, fuck. I don't mind taking my turn, but I hate waiting. Get used to waiting. You're after me. Like hell I am. We'll play for it. Winner gets first to go at her. Fine, fine. Hey. Maybe we can do her at the same time. Oh God! Oh God! Mary! How? No! What? What the fuck are you?
Death.
I think she'd be a little bit more rushed when she said that. I would say it like this. Echo, go! Take care of our friends!
I'm already on it, Miss Uriel.
Distracted, Uriel doesn't notice the rifle.
Shit. Fuck.
Snapping back to the moment, Uriel leaps at the guard with her natural speed. Uriel was too late. The rifle went off as Uriel made contact with the man, knocking her unconscious long enough for him to shoot Echo and bind her. The guards took and tortured Uriel. They cut her wings and delighted in her abuse. They soon discovered she could be beaten almost endlessly so long as they kept filling her with lust energy. They forced her to watch slaves be violated night after night. Eventually, Uriel escaped, but it was too late. Echo was dead, and Spoons had been discovered, arrested, and hung. Broken and disheartened from the loss of her wings and loved ones, Uriel returned to 2019. Soon after, the major countries erupted in civil unrest and eventually war. During the war, Alina was caught by government officials and executed on spurious allegations of terrorism, all driven by the hatred that Uriel might have prevented had been... Excuse me, all driven by the hatred that Uriel might have prevented had she succeeded. Without any motivation to continue, Uriel returned to the realm of the succubi and was never seen or heard from again. The end. Okay, so let's not worry about it.
Now, Are you ready to dance, bitch?
Uriel finishes off the man. There cannot be any witnesses. Afterward, Uriel races over to the plantation's mansion and slips inside. Alright, so this is where we're gonna end it for now, guys. Alright, so remember, next week is the first week of Eregame Month. We're actually going to be in Dark Week, which I know is a favorite around here. So it'll be May before we bring back Uriel or Urali or whatever her name is. I'll talk to the dev and he can ask me how to pronounce it. He can tell me how to pronounce it. Sorry, guys. It's been a long night. But all right, guys. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more Uriel's Gambit, Urali's Gambit, whoever's Gambit it is. We will see you next time with more of it. So stay tuned, guys. We've got another one that you've seen before. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You'll see it. It'll be the video after this. All right, I'm out.